This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and I'm here in the Hall of States with a representative from the Puerto Rico FFA Association.
Hi, my name is Matilde Portnoy, and I'm from the Puerto Rico FFA Association.
So you guys have a very unique association, a very unique chapter. And how long did it take you to get to convention this year?
Well, we do have a very different chapter. Obviously, the language changes and our traditions change a lot from the U.S., but we really like it. We've made it our own, and we like to stay in touch with the United States chapters. And for me, to get to the national convention, this is my second time here. Last year, I got here by creed speaking competition, and this year I did public speaking, prepared public speaking, and I worked pretty hard to get here because I had to win to get here, and I think this is amazing, this experience.
Very neat. So I think you explained to me a few minutes ago, how long of a plane ride was it for you to get over to Indianapolis?
First, we flew from San Juan, Puerto Rico to JFK in New York, and that was about 4 hours, 3 hours and a half. And then from JFK, we flew to Indianapolis, which was like 2 hours and a half.
Very neat. So you said you're competing here at convention, so good luck. What's the topic of your speech?
Topic of my speech is food security, and I'll be talking about that.
It's a very timely issue, so very neat. What's the number one product produced in the Puerto Rico area in agriculture?
The number one product, as you can see in our booth, is the coffee, and it's cultivated all over the island. There are different techniques if you cultivate it maybe in the mountain or wherever it grows best. And we sell it ground, we sell it toasted, and there's different types of coffee with different tastes.
We have a very unique display here at convention, so I hope you enjoy the rest of your 85th National FFA Convention. I'm in the Hall of States. This is Amy Burke.